South by Southwest, the massive festival in Austin, Texas, runs through this weekend. It's been around for more than three decades, and at times become a global trendsetter in film, technology, music.
Well, yeah, a little film called Everything Everywhere All at Once opened last year's festival. Perhaps you've heard of it, Scott?
I think so.
And it just swept the Oscars, seven awards, including Best Picture. This year, the festival premiered John Wick, Chapter 4. That's the latest installment in the action franchise starring Keanu Reeves.
On Saturday at the festival, Ben Affleck's new drama, Air, about the basketball great surnamed Jordan and his sneakers, will make its debut screening. And on the tech side of the conference, while news of the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is dominating the conversation.
The bank played a prominent role as the primary money manager for much of the tech industry, and that is leading to a lot of anxiety among the tech leaders who are at South by Southwest. As one startup founder put it on Twitter, being at South by Southwest feels like everyone is dancing on the Titanic as it goes down. Ouch.
Well, there is other dancing happening in Austin this week. More than 1,400 artists are playing on South by Southwest's 70-plus stages. For lesser-known musicians, the festival is big-time exposure. Matthew Ismael Ruiz has been following some of the up-and-coming artists playing at the festival this year. He writes for the publication Pitchfork. Matthew, hello.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Going well. You've followed the music scene for many years at South by Southwest. How has the music scene evolved over the years?
Well, Scott, I feel like South by Southwest has always been a venue for discovery. You've got tons of, you know, tiny bands from all over the world, oftentimes supported by their governments, sent out here. And you might have to work a little harder than you had in the past to find some underground stuff. But if you're searching, there's plenty of things to find beneath the surface.
Well, Matthew, let's discover a little bit. You have some music samples for us that you've picked. Starting with the punk band Algiers from the Atlanta area. Algiers have a new album. It's called Shook. And let's now hear from one of the tracks, Irreversible Damage.
Time to go. Should've known I've seen it inside and outside town. 7-8-8 Harlem rappers starting with it. Hope they're down and feel the goal. Combination and fornicational tone. Now see the heart is stumble. You see but you don't hear me though. What an execution has got you laughing. You get all this to the sound. What I said you have so nice. You shoot the screen it out. Bring your luck, your love that you ain't know. It's too late, change the time now. But keep the past.
And Matthew, tell us about Algiers. Why they chose the name and about their music.
Sure. Yeah, so about the name, you know, it's a reference to the site of one of history's most famous anti-colonial struggles. And, you know, they're very much a genre, they have a genre-bending sound. They've been around for a while, but I would say this latest album, Shook, is probably their high watermark. Even though, you know, the music can be fun, the themes in their music can be kind of heavy. You know, they're talking about the struggle against oppression and colonialism and capitalism. But I feel like with this album, they share that burden with these like-minded artists that have been part of their community. And I think they did a really great job of kind of putting that into practice and into the album.
Okay, Matthew, you've got another pick for us, the band Mandy Indiana. It is a trio from not Indiana, but Manchester, England. And here's a song from their debut album, Pink and Shears. It's got that industrial sound. Matthew, what stands out to you about Mandy Indiana?
So Mandy Indiana, like you said, is from Manchester. This song, Thinking Shears, is great, but I will say that, you know, one of the things that's exciting about them is that none of their songs sound very similar. You know, they all seem to come from like a different place. And with this band, you know, this is a person who is a native French speaker and is in a band in Manchester, which has its own rich history of experimental art house, post-punk, all these, you know, this very rich musical history, and none of it is really in French. And so you see this artist coming out of this place referencing a, you know, potentially, I'm not sure if Mandy and Anne is a real place, but obviously referencing a rural place in the United States and singing in French. And I think it's pretty indicative of the way that, you know, language as a barrier is kind of past tense.
So this has become a global tour, Matthew, of some of this music, which brings us to the artist Sudan Archives. She is a self-taught violinist from Los Angeles, playing in the style of Northeast Africa. We had our Algeria moment, now a Sudan moment. Let's listen to Selfish Soul. If I got my hair, hope I grow it long, back long, necktie like way before. If I wear it straight, would they like me more? Like those girls on front covers. Long hair, make them stay little longer. Stay here, stay straight, though we feel the shake. By the curls, waves, and natural things. Curls, waves, and natural things. Okay, one very, very cool. What's notable about the way she's plucking the violin here?
Yeah, if you've ever seen her perform live, you can see how she's got her violin kind of like strapped to her body so that she can kind of like move her hands and dance and move around. And so I think, like, you know, when you see that live performance, you get kind of this idea of somebody that's taking this traditional instrument and almost like bending it to suit their needs, you know, like, she will manipulate those strings and those sounds to suit her needs, and they often sound, you know, otherworldly. Her latest album from last year, Natural Brown Prom Queen, was one of Pitchfork's favorite records of the year, one of my personal favorite records of the year. Spiritually, it feels like the kind of psychedelic evolution of the neo-soul movement from the late 90s and early aughts, when you had artists like The Roots and Erykah Badu and D'Angelo that were kind of like reimagining soul music for this new generation. Well, she kind of takes this to another level.
Okay, we have one last dive into a band playing at South by Southwest this year. Son Rompepera, a fusion band from Mexico City. And this is Cumbia is the New Punk. Matthew, I gather Son Rompepera is rooted in cumbia music, which is traditional in much of Latin America, but it also stirs in Mexican marimba music. What do you make of this fusion?
So Son Rompepera, I think they've kind of always marched to the beat of their own drum, so to speak, or the tones of their own marimba,
yeah.
Whatever you want to call it. But they definitely are indicative of, you know, what fusion sounds like today. You know, I think historically, a lot of times when we think of fusion, you know, you've got experimental stuff that pushes it forward, but you've also got stuff that kind of softens the edges and it makes it more mainstream and a more pop context. And I think that a lot of these artists, specifically Son Rompepera, they're not really interested in participating in that. They're gonna fuse the music through their own lens, not through an Anglo lens, and it creates for more interesting art, I think.
We have been sampling some of the music on offer at this year's South by Southwest with Matthew Ismael Ruiz, writer at Pitchfork, and you can find his writing at pitchfork.com. Matthew, thanks for the time. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much, Scott. It's been a pleasure.